So just going back to Friday, they either need a little bit of silver quickly, or they're really trying to make relationships with companies that can be longer term players and essentially get the metal directly and circumvent the middleman. One of the Chinese companies was in fact a solar panel manufacturer that we're talking to. And then yesterday we were approached by an Indian firm this time. Again, similar premium. They were offering in the low 80s for silver when silver was in the low to mid 70s, so probably another $8 to $10 premium there.
Well, hello there, my friends. Chris Marcus here with you for Arcadia Economics on Tuesday, December 30th at 3 p.m. with some stunning news in the silver market. And I'm here with David Stein of Kuya Silver. David joined us the other night because certainly as conditions in the silver market in China are getting tight, he was mentioning how he had a couple phone calls from some Chinese parties on Friday that were trying to buy his silver production for $83 an ounce when New York was saying around 74, 75. David, there were a lot of people who were stunned by what you said on Sunday when you came to tell us more about that. I wasn't sure how one would top that, but it seems like you've done it. And anyway, I appreciate you making a few minutes here and welcome on in. And perhaps you could catch people up to speed on what has happened in the last couple of days.
Sure. Well, thanks, Chris. It's been really exciting and overwhelming for us. And we've been approached again yesterday. So just going back to Friday, as you mentioned, two very big, very respectable Chinese firms were approaching us. As I said on Sunday, I think there's definitely an indication. They either need a little bit of silver quickly, or they're really trying to make relationships with companies that can, be longer term players and essentially get the metal directly and circumvent the middleman. One of the Chinese companies was in fact a solar panel manufacturer that we're talking to. So that was really, really interesting. And then apologize, it's silver up and everyone's trying to call me. Yesterday we were approached by an Indian firm this time. Again, similar premium. I'm not exactly sure what the spot price was at the time, but again, they were offering in the low 80s for silver when silver was in the low to mid 70s. So probably another $8 to $10 premium there. Again, just trying to get that physical metal right directly from Peru. So really, really interesting. I think now that this has sort of happened to us, I mean, I guess 2 days in a row, you could call that regularly. It's looking like it's more of a trend, and it's very, very exciting, and I think it's meaningful for the silver price.
I would say so. And just to recap that, David, you're part of Kuya Silver, a producer in Peru that just went into production recently. On Friday, you were contacted by two parties in China as the premium was soaring, amidst what we had already been getting reports for the past month that the Chinese silver supply was in shaky ground after some of their metal went to London. And in the time since then, now you've been contacted by a party in India, also willing to pay about a $10 premium for your production.
Correct. Yep, that is what we're seeing on the ground in Peru right now.
Wow. Right. My other question, and we're going to keep this one short here. Did any of these groups give you any indication of what conditions might be like there? I highlight that because we had the Chinese ETF couldn't take new money because they didn't have silver to back it. And also back in October, right before things got funky in the London market, we had India have the same thing happen. So I'm wondering if they've been able to give you any indication of anything they're seeing on the ground there.
Nothing directly. I would say that both India and China, you're probably number one, number two biggest, silver users in terms of industrial use and, I guess industrial slash jewelry. And of course, India is more on the jewelry side. China's more on the industrial side, especially solar panels, but like lots and lots of other electronics use silver as well. So, again, it just, I think it just speaks to the overall silver shortage and how it's just, everybody's looking for it. Doesn't matter what you use it for, what industry you're buying it for, everybody needs it right now.
Yeah, it's certainly a very unique environment. And again, you did mention that one of the groups was also specifically in the solar industry. So there is at least some level of pressure coming from solar demand.
Yeah, no, it absolutely. But you've seen this a little bit with Tesla making mining investments and some other guys, not directly in silver, but I mean, you've seen companies, industrial companies or end users starting to dabble a little bit in the mining sector through direct investments or through these direct kind of offtake agreements. As I said, I think this might be a trend that we see more and more of going forward.
Okay, and would you say it's safe to say that you're probably not the only company they called?
Yeah, I think it would be safe to say. In fact, I know in the one case, they told us they were talking to other mines in the region. I would say they're looking for the metal however they can get it.
Wow. Well, I sure appreciate you sharing these updates. I've found them incredibly helpful. I know others have as well. And again, here we are on Tuesday, the 30th at 3 p.m. And you can see there's been quite a rebound. Silver got as high as 78.04 in the futures and over 78 in the spot price, a little bit under that, about 75.75 there. And see, the spread has tightened slightly in backwardation at the moment, but either case, hit the subscribe button and the notification bell because we're seeing history in the making and we will keep you posted here. And David, again, I'll just mention thank you for joining us from Kuya Silver. You're not just some guy on Twitter saying this. You're running a mining company, and perhaps if people have questions for you, if there's any good way to reach out.
Yeah, you can reach out. You can reach out. We've got a contact page on the website that Chris you're showing there. So you can email us info@kuyasilver.com, book a meeting, get us on social media. Usually someone will respond to you very, very quickly if you reach out.
Well, David, I sure appreciate that. And again, that's kuyasilver.com, and hope everybody's getting set for a great new year. Still a little time left on the trading clock. And thanks so much for this update. Thank you for watching at home. And in case you would like to see the call where David talked plenty more about what happened in China recently, well, that video is coming your way now.